Good morning, 7:46 on this busy Wednesday here on Business for Breakfast on Money Radio. My name is Mark Asher. I am very excited to welcome our next guest aboard, Rabbi Jeffrey Chesnall with the Arizona Jewish Historical Society. We were hoping to have Werner Salinger. He's not here, so we have a scheduled interview. So we're going to go just myself and the rabbi. And first of all, good morning, Rabbi. How are you?
Good morning, and good morning to all the listeners.
I appreciate you coming in. I know this is a big moment for the Arizona Jewish Historical Society. Starting a week from today, the locals are going to be able to go and see something that is pretty cool and only one of, I think, 12 locations worldwide that are going to have this exhibit. So first of all, congratulations on getting that.
Thank you, and it's thanks to the generosity of Tim and Susie Ernst who funded this rather costly technological wonder, and we're excited about it.
Yeah, you say technological wonder. It is. This is going to be a holographic, immersive, kind of taking you through a Holocaust survivor, Oscar, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, and I would imagine maybe tough to watch, but important to learn about, correct?
It's a combination. Some of the things that are described are graphic and upsetting, but others are very light and whimsical. Oscar has that way about him. And even though he's just about 97 years old,
oh, wow,
he is as sharp as you and I, and he knows how to mix it up, and he's always relevant.
That'll be great. And we were talking about that, Werner, who's not here, but the age of the Holocaust survivors, I mean, they've all got to be in there. 80s and 90s, correct?
Exactly. And that's why this is so important, because as these survivors age, and we know they're going to be dying off as they have been about every month, we lose two or three, mm-hmm. as they're in their 90s and approaching 100, some of them, they aren't going to be around. And that's why this technology is so important, because it will make them immortal. It will enable their message to be carried forward for generations.
We are visiting this morning, if you're just tuning in, Rabbi Jeffrey Chesnall, Arizona Jewish Historical Society. The event kicks off next Tuesday. Now, how long, Rabbi, will it be available for the public to see?
Until August the 3rd, 2023.
Oh, wow. So a long time where people can come down. So is it something that it's a scheduled event, you know, in the future? Like you have to come down, it starts at 4 o'clock, or is this... You come whenever you want, and you get to enjoy.
So there's two ways to visit. One is you can walk in Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Or if you have a group, we can schedule a tour for a group at any time that you're a group is available.
That's great. You see who just walked in?
Yes. Good morning, Werner.
I'm going to have you come a little closer to the microphone, Werner, and I want to introduce you, Werner Salinger, Holocaust survivor. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. You did not make it easy to find.
I apologize. We should have sent you a map with hidden secrets. Your thoughts on this exhibit, the Holocaust holographic exhibit is not of your life, Oscar, but you also... lived through the Holocaust. So tell me your thoughts.
Well, I'm sort of pinch hitting for Oscar, right?
Yes, you are.
And I hope he's doing better.
He is.
Okay. I think it's a great thing. It will introduce a lot of people through pictures and through the hologram, mm-hmm. Oscar in the hologram answering questions to what happened to people in the Holocaust. We're coming up on the 84th anniversary of Kristallnacht. Mm-hmm. Kristallnacht, as it's known in Germany, Night of Broken Glass, next week, the 9th.
The 9th, yeah.
And I experienced that in Berlin. I was living in the middle of Berlin. I was 6 years old at the time.
I was going to ask you.
And I remember the shards of glass. We lived on the second floor apartment. We could look across the or I could look across the street. To where the storefronts had been broken. But maybe more importantly, I could smell the acrid smoke of the synagogue burning just one block away.
Yeah.
I've never forgotten that.
How important, in your opinion, is it that we continue on to make sure everyone understands what happened? You mentioned 80 some odd years ago. you know, we talk about other historical, you know, World War II, different things that occurred. How important is it to keep this legacy going so our youth understands what their ancestors went through?
It's beyond measure. It is so important. Without the constant, I do a lot of speaking in Phoenix area schools, mm-hmm. high schools.
Good.
And the questions the kids ask are just incredibly poignant and right on, as the students would say.
Right.
It's very, very important, because without these reminders, without this new exhibit, without the hologram, history just wipes this stuff off the map.
It does, unfortunately. Yeah. If you're just tuning in, that is the voice of Werner Salinger, Holocaust survivor. He mentioned he was 6 years old at the time. Rabbi Jeffrey Chesnall, Arizona Jewish Historical Society, they are the ones putting on this event. And it's not, you know, we want to get you out there as quick as possible, but you just mentioned this exhibit will be up for a long time, all the way until August of next year. So I think this is very, very important. Take kids, let them learn, let them see for themselves.
Yes, I would say it's best if they're in a junior high to really grasp the full meaning of it. And this exhibit will be a gateway to a new Holocaust Education Center that we're planning and that will open in 2025, that will continue to demonstrate all of the lessons that are to be learned from prejudice and racism and hatred. So that's an educational job we all are responsible to take upon ourselves, to share with the youth so they don't lose sight of how this is relevant in their lives, because those lessons are as important today as ever.
Yeah.
22% of millennials don't even know what the Holocaust is.
Yeah.
It's a fifth.
Yeah, and unfortunately there's people out there that bring up things in the news that's been pretty topical lately that might not have all the answers or know what the heck they're talking
that's
about.
True.
So I think it is very important. Yes, Werner.
You know, Phoenix is the fifth largest city in the United States.
Yep.
It's the only one of the five largest cities in this country that does not have any memorial or learning center dedicated to the study of the Holocaust and other genocidal events. The only one of the five largest cities. So we're going to correct that by building this new education center.
I love it. And the fact that you lived it and you're willing to tell the stories and educate the youth. It's important, people like you, like Oscar, and others, that will continue to let the legacy, if you will, of a horrible, horrific time in America. We appreciate you coming in, Werner.
I was late.
That's okay. Hey, I'm just glad I got to meet you and say hello and shake your hand. So thank you very much. Rabbi, thank you for your time this morning.
You're welcome.
We are up against it, but I know that there's a big media event not open to the public tonight. My wife, my mother-in-law are coming. I hope they get to meet you both. And then, obviously, next Tuesday, November 9th, it opens up to the public.
It does.
What's the best way to go to get information?
See our website, which is www.azjhs.org.
azjhs.org. Jewish Historical Society.
Correct.
Rabbi Werner, thank you again, gentlemen, for your time. And I can't wait to come see it myself. I will be there soon.
Thank you, Mark.
There you go. That's Rabbi Jeffrey Chesnall, Arizona Jewish Historical Society, and Holocaust survivor Werner Salinger, our guest this morning on Money Radio. Please do me a favor and go see this great exhibit in downtown Phoenix. If you've never been to the Arizona Jewish Historical Society, it's located at 122 East Culver Street in Phoenix. Go to azjhs.org for more information.